Before we get started with today's episode, I want to thank Lumen for sponsoring today's episode. I want to tell you guys about Lumen, which is working to improve metabolic health and the quality of life. They are doing this with the first device to measure a person's metabolism in real time.
Lumen measures metabolism through the breath.
What this will tell you is if your body is using fats for fuel or carbs for fuel. It also provides you personalized daily meal plans and insights to help you reach your fitness and weight goals. Lumen science is rooted in years of validation and research conducted by two of their founders and chief scientists. If you are interested in looking into Lumen and purchasing any of their products, please go to www.lumen.me. And you can also use my code THRIVE25 to get $25 off your purchase. This week, with everything that's going on in the world, I wanted to really focus on mental health. And I really want to start focusing on really what is healthy mental health. Like, how do we really take care of ourselves mentally and emotionally? You know I talk a lot about self-care and learning how to love yourself and learning how to have a healthy inner dialogue, but really, what are the things day to day that really contribute to having a good, healthy, stable mental health within yourself? Now, like always, before I get into this week's video, if you have not subscribed, don't forget to hit the subscribe button down below and click on post notifications. That will inform you each time I do upload a new video with a brand new topic. So let's get right into this week. I have a lot of, I wanted to sit down and think about mental health and really what are the things that really help us to be the healthiest? What are the things that we can do day to day that really do take care of our, mental well-being and our emotional well-being? I mean, that really is a vital. I mean, it's such a crucial thing because it affects every aspect of your life, right? Your mental health is going to affect your physical health. It's going to affect your emotional health. It's going to affect your relationships, the job that you have, the fulfillment you have, the happiness you have, the peace, contentment that you have, et cetera, et cetera. So I made a humongous list of things that really contribute to good mental health, you taking care of yourself mentally. So I'm going to try to kind of run through this as fast as I can and not really dive into too much, except for the really, really important ones. Now, there are a lot of things on this list that are not absolute deal breakers. What I mean by that is if you don't do them every single day, are you going to have poor mental health? No, but they are really, really important and things that you need to focus on. So as I'm going through this list, I want you to jot down which one of these are the things that, number one, you would like to focus on yourself because you know that maybe you don't give enough attention to this specific area. And just like I said, make it a point to begin being mindful of these things, which goes into number one. Mindfulness is something where you have to be really curious and concerned about how you are feeling every single day and being aware as to what are the things that are causing your unhappiness, causing you to not feel at your best. So the next two things kind of go hand in hand. Number one, getting plenty of rest. And number two, waking up at a reasonable time and starting off your day on the right foot. Those two things are so critical. We all know we all need to get rest. That's just important, right? We all need sleep. We all need sometimes to take a nap at 4 o'clock, whatever it is that allows you to get plenty of rest so you feel at your best when you're waking up in the morning. That will then allow you to want to wake up earlier or to be able to wake up earlier. Now, when you wake up early every single day, think about it. When you wake up in the morning, there are usually a few things, whether you're a parent, whether you're not, no matter how old you are, there's a few things that you have to do in the morning, right? You get up, you wash your face, you brush your teeth, you clean up, you maybe get dressed for the day, you maybe iron your clothes, you maybe get your kids ready, you maybe get lunches ready. So think about getting up a half an hour, maybe even an hour earlier than you typically do right now, so you can have time to number one, do those things and not feel rushed, but number two, really slow your morning down a little bit more so you have more time to kind of really prepare yourself for the day and get yourself into a good space. There's nothing worse than waking up, number one, late,
right? And number two, always rushing and trying to hurry up and get out the door. We're not really feeding ourselves a good breakfast or preparing the foods that we need to prepare for the rest of the day, you know, like our snacks, a quality lunch, maybe even getting dinner ready. So giving yourself enough time to kind of, even if you just want to wake up and like do a meditation, do a little yoga, go for a run, you know, sit outside and enjoy the day, just that stuff really takes care of you on a mental level, because it doesn't put any stress on yourself and you gradually start your day off on a slower foot. As you begin to do those two things, I always say incorporating, like I said, a meditation or absolutely some kind of an affirmation that you just listen to. You don't even necessarily have to do what they call mirror work, where you look in a mirror and you do your affirmations to yourself. Just listening to that stuff every single day in the morning is a huge part of mental health, because it really 100% proven facts, it prepares yourself for the day. It gets your mind in a better headspace rather than scrolling on social media or immediately opening up your email. Those are just addictive, habitual things that we tend to do, but incorporating something as simple as just waking up a little bit earlier and doing some affirmations and really listening to the words that you're hearing, whether it's a motivational speaker, a podcast, affirmations, whatever it is, as long as you're feeding your mind some good stuff, I would say that really is mental health right there. That is you feeding your mind. That is you 1,000% taking care of yourself and getting yourself ready for the day and all the challenges that are gonna come. The next thing is stop complaining. It is very easy to get caught up in complaining. And again, when you start practicing mindfulness and when you really start taking responsibility for yourself, like, hey, I'm the one that's supposed to be taking care of my own mental health. I wanna be happy. I wanna be successful. I want to just wake up every day and have more peace in my life. Whatever it is that you want for yourself, which most people will say, I want to be happy, I want to find happiness, or whatever, you know, those types of things. It's typically what everyone says. If that truly is what you want, then you have to be aware of what are the things, whether they're outside things or internal things, that are causing you to not feel that happiness, that peace, that contentment. And when you start really taking responsibility for your own self and stop blaming your unhappiness on everything and everyone, regardless of what happens to you, because don't get me wrong, are there times where someone does something to us and it hurts us? Yes, and acknowledging those feelings and not suppressing them is mental health, right? That is you taking care of yourself mentally and emotionally. But there comes a time where we have to kind of release that feeling of anger, that bitterness, that frustration, even sometimes that sadness, right? We have to release it at some point so we can kind of carry on with our lives. So stopping complaining, number one, takes you out of that I'm a victim, begins to empower you, right? On, okay, this is something that's happened, I've released it, now what am I gonna do about it? Really, that's kind of like the steps towards you going through something that's uncomfortable, is acknowledging how you feel, accepting that you feel that way, and then releasing it, because you have to be able to move on with your life and not kind of live in that mucky water of complaining and venting about the same things over and over again. And even being mindful as to if you did start complaining about something, or you know, starting off with some negative self-talk or negative energy or whatever, is what I'm saying worth my time and my energy? Is what just happened really that big of a deal that I feel like I need to carry on so much? If you begin to kind of practice those things, you will quickly see, number one, how probably addicted you are to doing it, and that sometimes you don't even know you're doing it, and how addictive other people are to complaining. So you want to love yourself so much that you look at a situation and try to find the solution to it rather than just adding to the problem of what's currently going on. The next thing is productive. You know, you always want to be productive in your day-to-day life. And I know Tony Robbins says, he talks a lot about being productive and how progress in your life, we all need to be making progress, right? There's so many areas of our life between our personal life, our friendships, finances, career, your home life, all these different categories of life. And within each category of life, there's usually one or two that we're always kind of working on. And these things fluctuate over the years. So maybe you had some years where your romantic relationship or your relationships in general weren't a concern, right? Maybe it was finances. That was the big stress in your life. whatever the stress is in your life or whatever area of your life that you're trying to make progress on, if you are not and you're not being productive in that area, that's going to cause depression, that's going to cause unhappiness, that's going to cause unfulfillment. So being aware of what area of my life is there no progress that's happening right now? Because, and I want there to be progress. I don't want to be where I am right now. I want to get to this next level. And what do I need to do? What steps do I need to take to get there? You know, little things like even waking up in the morning and making your bed. It's something that I've done for years because it gets my mind, it gets my life, it gets my home, it gets everything on the right foot. It allows me to be productive in my day to day rather than sitting around and just feeling sorry for myself and not feeling empowered that I can actually create the life that I really want for myself. Those little key things of productivity and just getting up in the morning and having a healthy routine and making it a point to eat healthy foods and really taking care of myself in that way allows me to then have the energy, the strength, you know, the mental capacity, the emotional well-being to tackle other things in life, right? Like other demons, right? Whether it's fear or stress or any other challenges that kind of come up in my day-to-day life, because they're going to. So being productive is really knowing what areas of my life do I want to focus on and really setting goals for yourself, not just those long-term goals of, okay, I'm here and I want to be here. It's then thinking about, if I want to be here, what steps do I need to take every single day? Those little steps that will allow me to get there, because no one jumps from 0 to 60. So in the midst of this journey to get to this, the destination, which is this goal that you want for yourself, breaking that goal down. And a lot of times this is where coaching really comes into play for people, because they get lost in that middle area of, okay, what do I need to do day to day? Whether it's they need someone to hold them accountable or whether they just need an action plan as to like, how do I actually do this? You know, where do I even begin? Because a lot of the times when we come from either lack or fear and a fear within ourselves that we can't get from 0 to 60, we're not going to know the little steps to take, because that fear is going to block that intuitiveness to be able to know, okay, well, I should be doing this. And then I'm going to do this. We just immediately want to jump over all that hard stuff and just get to the goal. And unfortunately, life doesn't work that way. The next thing towards really having strong mental health, really taking care of yourself mentally and emotionally, is practicing gratitude. We all know this, but really making it a point every single day to take time out to be really present with where you are and what you're doing. Because like I always say, your happiness is right now. It's right here in this moment. It's not what you need to do in an hour or what happened yesterday. It's none of those two things. It's literally right now, because right now is all you have. So the more, and this really changed my life, the more I started practicing mindfulness and really presence, like being present to what I was doing, no matter what it was, if it was the dishes, if it was being with my son, if it was out in nature, if it was, you know, at a restaurant with friends, the minute my mind started wandering and distracting me from what I was actually doing, I realized that I wasn't really enjoying where I was, and then I wasn't happy. So your happiness is really in this moment, and practicing gratitude and slowing yourself down a little bit. You know, with everything that's going on in the world right now between quarantine and coronavirus and like all this stuff, something that I really truly think has been hugely beneficial is the aspect of everyone really slowing down and really being at home and slowing your schedules down and being present and being in nature. I mean, how many people are going out for walks now just to get out of the house? So that really can bring you such joy and such mental health. That's really taking care of yourself when you begin to practice that every single day.